Thanks so much for joining us as we pray through the Bible. Right now, we're focusing on the Beatitudes. Praying through the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, 11 and 12. Jesus said, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Sometimes persecution leads to the loss of property or life. Sometimes persecution comes in the form of personal abuse. This mistreatment is not brought on by something you said or did. It comes because of who you are, a follower of Jesus, and committed to follow hard after him. The word insult in today's passage means to injure the reputation of, to malign. This takes place when you are the subject of a vicious rumor, when you're the target of a slander campaign, when you're being laughed at for your faith. Insult, that word, may result in losing your position at work, being overlooked for advancement in your job, being ridiculed by your friends, and in some cases, being disowned by your family. Persecution and insult are painful, no doubt about that. But Jesus tells us to put it in an historical and eternal perspective. You're not the first to be mistreated. You won't be the last. They persecuted the prophets before you, and there'll be others persecuted after you. This earth is not your final destination. It's simply a layover. Jesus reminded us, great are your rewards waiting for you in heaven. Let's talk to God about this. Again, praying is simply talking to God. Father, insult is painful. It hurts. I feel the mistreatment. There are emotions that go with that. And I want justice. So I desire to strike back. Help me keep insults in perspective. Keep my eye on the eternal reward. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.